This week on the Donut Box Podcast, we celebrate the podcast's 3-year anniversary, hear about how we got it started and where we are at right now.
I'm telling you, we're going to go a deep dive A to Z on everything on Donut Box Podcast, MC Productions, how we got all the way to, man, we're talking 15 years of solid history we're about to go through all for you. And you get to see our highlights and lowlights. Isn't that right, Chris?
Yeah, hear about our crappy web show that we started. Also, hear about how we pretended to arrest people in the church parking lot and film that on camera.
Man, I don't think we have anything else to do, but we got to start talking about this ASAP. So let's go ahead and roll the intro. Hi, I'm Micah.
And I'm Chris.
And we've been friends for over 20 years.
Surprisingly, we haven't killed each other yet. Years ago, we started our own variety show, and it sucked.
Now that we're adults, we decided to give it another try. And you know what it says, like in the movie, life is like a box of donuts. You never know which one's gonna be the next one.
Wait a second, it's chocolates. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Oh, right. Okay, well, let's start the show.
This is the Donut Box Podcast.
On the air, man. I know last week we said we were going to be, you know, on camera and everything like that. We had a few technical things we had to work out, but here we are live on camera, not live, but on camera, looking good. What are you thinking, Chris? You're looking okay. You're looking pretty fat over there.
I know that we're going to talk about this in a minute, but this is really giving me the web show vibes.
That's exactly why I did it is because this is the kind of banter that we had in our really poor podcast.
I don't remember any banter. I just remember you bantering with the camera like it was just,
oh yeah, that could be true too. I was just talking. That sounds a lot like me at the time. But anyways, so we are back for another episode, and this episode is a free flow episode. So
three years, bro.
Stinking years. Yeah, we're officially on 3 years. We had our Thanksgiving episode last episode, so go check that out. But yeah, man, this episode we are off of our regular scheduled programming, and we're going on a free flow episode. And like we said in the pre-intro there, we are going to be talking about Donut Box Podcast, MC Productions, Trash Can. Where did it all come from, man? Because it's got quite the history. And, you know, we got a lot to talk about with this whole thing.
Are we going to do one of those things where it's like we're going to start the linear journey? Or you know how sometimes in the movie that they start at the end and then they go back to the beginning? And are we just going to go straight linear?
I think straight linear, because if I started from the, I don't know, I still might forget stuff going.
Started
linear
from the
too.
Bottom, now we're here. So let's take you back on a journey 15 years ago. Ooh, this was the time where podcasting was not that big.
Not a thing.
I think you remember that show iCarly? Do you remember that show?
Yeah, I
so,
do.
Like,
yeah.
Web shows kind of had a thing, but that's
but it wasn't
the inspiration.
But this was not in the days where YouTube is what it is now, where we could do things like we're doing right now. And it
ooh.
Was not those. Ooh, it was not those times. You know, ooh, we were back in the
dinosaur ages when dinosaurs roamed the earth
in the early 2000s. Yeah, no. So it was different times for sure. I had gotten a laptop primarily for school, and so Chris and I, we were bored a lot. And Chris, well, hold on, first before I go into this, Chris, you had some like video editing. Did you have any sort of experience to that point before?
No, the only thing,
I
mean,
this?
Everyone on their laptop had Windows Movie Maker, and so like people would put together slideshows, like anybody could. It's kind of like how CapCut is now, like, or Canva.
Right.
Everybody has that and everybody knows how to do it. So back then, like, video editing, I guess if you would call it, was kind of common. But I would do like maybe some school projects or whatever. But I remember we were just kind of like, Micah and I have always been like creative. So we're always thinking like, okay, what can we do to entertain ourselves that doesn't cost money? And so I think we started just spitballing like, ooh, like
TV show ideas.
Yeah.
It was like TV show ideas. It was like movie ideas. It's like just kind of spitballing these things. Now, granted, these were also the glorious times where, Chris, he would come over to my house and whatnot, had the wonderful basic cable. And what would end up happening is stay up till really stupid, early, late, whatever you want to call it, into the morning. And man, you saw some really dinky television shows at that time. And that'll kind of play into trash can TV in a little bit. But no, we had some, really dinky television shows that we watched kind of really late night. And so I don't know. It was one of those things to where we started spitballing these ideas, and we were like, you know what? A lot of times we're like, I think we can come up with better than what is out there right now. And so we came up, the first thing we came up with, first, I'm gonna have you go through some of the things that you were going through in life, because that's gonna explain why we wrote the script the way we did.
Okay, so if you've listened to our podcast for any number of time, you've heard about my uncle Steve, and that came somehow in the unreleased version because we lost the files of the first project that we did. We only got the first part because we filmed it
Yeah.
up in like four chunks. But I got my first, I guess, official girlfriend at the time, and we actually talked about this the other day
Yeah, we
off
did.
camera. But Micah had introduced her to me, and so we were dating at the time that we started filming this. Like, we had not broken up yet. But I think I don't know what it was. I don't know why we just decided we were like, okay, we're gonna film this show or movie, and it's gonna be called The Story of Chris. And it's like, some of it's real, some of it's not. Like, we're gonna loosely base this on your life. I don't know
And then
why.
there was other parts of it that just had nothing to do with anything. Like there was parts in there that just had no bearing on, I really wish we had part two and three, because I do not remember what part two and three was. But the part one that we had, I'll put it to you this way, it was horrible quality. Because so going back to the laptop deal, I had a laptop and one of these really early low grade USB webcams. Right. Like this was before laptops had the integrated webcam. Like this thing did not have a webcam built into it. So it's like, okay, you got to have this external one.
And to
So
have
we
a
have,
webcam was a big deal,
right.
just so you guys know.
Like this was, I don't even think Skype was really a big deal at the time. It was like, it was getting to the point where even video calling was kind of on the new and up and coming at the time. And so to have a webcam was a big deal. So it's like, okay, we can have, we thought, okay, we have a camera, right? Because we got this webcam. And so I remember bringing this laptop, and we thought it was great because laptops are portable. And this webcam was corded, so you can move it around, you can angle it, whatever. So we had a camera. So we I don't think we wrote a script. I think we were just like, we have a loose baseline
Kind of like
of
how this
what.
podcast is, and kind of how
Yeah, we've
anything
kind of.
we do, it's like, okay, this is the outline, but this is kind of what I'm gonna say, and you can kind of, we're just, this is kind of the general premise of where you need to
Yeah,
go with this.
this is kind of where we're going to go with this. But what I think was, and I don't know why this was the first line. Do you want to tell them first line, Chris? Because I'm still like, oh my
The
gosh.
first line was, it was just recording me from like, it pans up from like my feet all the way up to my head, and it's like really dark, and it go,
Yeah.
and I just say, you can't see my face, and I'm like, why did we leave that in there? Anyways, dumb, you had to be there, okay? So
Yeah.
then the first opening, like credits or whatever, we go in, and I walk up, and it's like, hi, this is Chris, and this Micah, like, on the face, like narrating it.
Yeah, and I'm narrating it. But see, the thing is, like, I'm there in person just behind the camera narrating, not like,
No, it showed your face.
right, just like narrating. And it's like, this is Chris. Go for it, man.
It's like, this is the story of Chris. And it's like, yeah, we all know he was related to Uncle Steve. And it's like, then you say my last name. And it's like, although his last name wasn't this, his last name is this. And then it cuts to me just walking up and just being like, I
No,
don't know.
I meant more the very first line that I said was, and this is Chris, and there's nothing special about him.
No, you went, you did that, and you just said, hi, this is Chris. Yes, we all know he's related to what. And then I go walk up, and it's like, this is Chris. He's nothing special. As soon as it cut to me, it's like, hey, this is Chris. He's nothing special. He
Yeah,
goes to
I
Davidson
know.
Fine
Jesus.
Arts and he wants to be president when he grows up. This isn't an eHarmony profile. This is his actual person.
And enjoy. That was the last word, enjoy. But it was just this whole, it was this whole thing about him, but it was like some love story, but like the gal broke up with him. And then to talk about the random portion of it, then we had me, and this was foreshadowing, by the way. I just want to say, we had me as a delivery guy, and I remember putting electrical tape like on here to make a mustache, and hey, senor, I brought your Mexican food, and like had this bag, hands it to him, and I said, you know, that'll be $27.50, and he's, excuse me, no, it'll be $3.50, and it was like, oh, okay, see, foreshadowing, it is
Yeah.
$27.50 now,
And
for one little
delivery from
thing.
a Mexican food restaurant.
Oh yeah, for
That
sure,
wasn't a thing
$27.50.
back then.
Oh no, it definitely wasn't a thing. So we kind of saw that one coming. But again, going back to it, where would that have fit into the story? Like that had
Okay,
nothing to really do
so
with.
right after you're like, okay, this is this, and then I call Pizza Hut and I'm like, hey, Pizza Hut, I want to, and it's like, wait, you're hanging. I guess the thing is like, Chris is just
A
you're supposed
normal
to feel
guy.
so no, you're supposed to feel sorry for him because he gets hung up on by Pizza Hut. Then he goes into the fridge and he can't find any food. So now he has to call Mexican food. I guess that's where we were going with it,
I
but
guess.
it didn't make any sense. It didn't make any
No, it
sense.
didn't make any sense. That's why I'm really curious what part two and three were, because how did we get more content than where we were going with that? I don't know.
So then it goes to where I'm on the phone with my quote unquote girlfriend, and Micah's playing the part. And you could obviously, and it's like, and I'm even like, oh yeah, hold on. Let me put you on speakerphone for a second so you can pick up the audio. And it's like, Micah's like, oh yeah, he's pretending to be my girlfriend, but he's like, oh yeah, this isn't working out. Da, 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 and I'm upset because I guess I've been dumped too many times or whatever.
Bro, and see, so the effects were great. I remember how we did that too. I remember we had these home phones, right? Back when home phones were a thing, and I was able to like ring the phone like to another phone in the house. So I was like, all right, go outside, go outside. And I had this whole thing. It was just like the stupid effects that we were trying to make happen. It was crazy. So sorry, go ahead. Just thinking
Yeah,
about
so
that.
then that happens, and then part one ends with me crying because I got broken up with, obviously. And then I remember something about part two and three was something I remember in part two was that we ran into this homeless guy that was living in a bush by this place that was used to be called Julian Smith Casino, and it was based upon this
Oh
guy that we
yeah,
knew in real
okay.
life. And I
Yeah.
don't know how I ended up running into him in the story, but the story made no sense.
Yeah, and it's probably why we can't remember it, because it didn't make any sense at the time. But ran into a homeless dude in a bush at Julian Smith Casino, which, by the way, that is a real place in Augusta, Georgia. No, it is not a casino. But I don't know why they call it a casino. But anyway, so we made those videos, and to Chris's point, we lost part two and three. It was on that same laptop and lost it to a virus. And yeah, it ended up happening that way. So very, don't look at me like that.
No, I
Very
was gonna make a joke, but I refrained myself.
yeah, it's a family program. So the next video we end up doing, what was the very next one
So the
that we
next
did?
one was I don't we had not filmed the house party video yet, but we decided, I don't know why, but I remember you were like, okay, we're gonna make a variety show. And so we're gonna do that because we had just gotten done from cleaning and cooking for the homeless ministry. And so you had a Coca-Cola that you took home from there, and you had a box of donuts. And you were like, man, this would be a great idea because life is like a box of donuts. There's so many varieties or whatever. And so our variety show, it's like, I could have weather, I could do this, I could do that. And I'm like, yeah, like, let's go for it.
Yeah,
Let's
let's
go
do
for it.
it. And so this show, I cringe going back and watching it, because I had quite the southern accent going on with it.
You should put the link in the description.
I should put the link in the description, because it's still online, and yeah, you can go see it for yourself. but it was really, really bad.
The video
Again,
quality was like worse than
it
the Tori or
was,
Chris. It was
yeah,
really bad.
and I don't know how, because we were inside. We were inside, and we, you know, and it still was just absolutely terrible. And so we even had commercials, and
Commercials.
commercials, the one commercial, and
No, we had
then,
two commercials.
oh yeah, we did have two commercials. I need to go back and watch that with the rest of this crowd that's about to watch this too. But it was really, really interesting. I just remember the first bit was just me eating donuts and drinking Coke and being like, is this thing on? Is this
We
thing
thought that
on?
was hilarious. We
We thought
were
that bit was so
like, it'd be
funny.
so hilarious if he thought that the camera was rolling and he didn't know and did it. And I'm like, where did we get that idea? Because it was
I don't know.
horrible.
But how many videos did we start off with that one? It's like, turn the camera. Is this thing running? And turn the camera. I don't know why, but that was the thing. And so we started off with that. And I just remember going through it. And so if you've listened to our podcast now, and this is where I'm going to draw some similarities. If you've listened to our podcast now, we have a segment called What Fries My Donuts. And it's, you know, basically talking about what really get you going, what makes you mad, what grinds your gears, all that good jazz. And I remember the first version of that was literally what grinds my gears, and it was spoof off of Family Guy because of that whole thing. And I remember it was about bandwagon fans. It was about bandwagon fans, and it was about, you know, people in NFL teams. It's like, now I like Tampa. I
Yep,
remember
he had a
going to this.
thick Georgia
Oh
accent. It's like,
boy.
now when my team goes to the top, there are some people that want to root for teams that I don't know, maybe won the Super Bowl or something. But when my team goes to the top, and everyone's like, "Yeah, I was a Tampa fan the whole time," and I'm like, "Yeah, right,
Yeah, right,
dude, get
dude.
out of my
Get out of my
face."
face. Yeah. That was the
The
premier
accent is
line for
sick,
that
ladies
one.
and gentlemen.
Oh, it was so thick, man. And I didn't think I had it. And if I ever deny it, just show me that video again. But no, so went through that. I think probably the other worst part was I did do a weather segment from the local weather in Augusta, Georgia, and it was stormy that day, which was good. And literally I just had a TV behind me
It
and
was literally the Weather Channel,
it was
and
the
he's
weather.
just looking at us like, let's look. Oh,
Let's
you
look at the
freaking
Weather
turn on the
Channel,
Weather Channel
you
yourself.
know. Oh yeah, and you know it's like, but hey, I gave you that one weather report on that one day, just in case you didn't know. Like, hey, I'm your worldwide weather authority right there. So had that, and I remember you made an appearance. So this was actually kind of wild. So story of Chris happened, sure, but really Chris at the time was not a get out in front of camera kind of person, like at all.
Nope.
He's like more of the I'll be like, he's a lot different now, obviously, because look at him. But I like, used to be, it's like he's the technical producer kind of guy, right? Like he's the guy that's in the background. He'll do all your technical stuff. He really did not like being on camera or doing any of that. But I do remember you had a little spot there, a little spot in the show. What were you prepping, Chris?
Okay, basically, this was just a way to try to pick up girls. But so we said,
Fair.
okay, we're doing this contest, and it's like, if you
Yeah.
like, and if you put in the comments, all that stuff, like really, we were kind of before our time, because people do that now. It's like, if you like or put our comment on our page, on our Facebook page, we'll put you in a random drawing, and one lucky contestant will get to tour the studio.
To our studio. And the studio was my bedroom at my parents' house. And so it was like that was the studio. That was what they were gonna come tour if somebody won.
Literally,
And
the line was, you said, if you want to tour and see all the celebrities like myself.
like myself. Like I don't just a side story on that too. I think where a lot of that came from is I had taken a tour of the CNN Center in Atlanta. Like I don't know very, and if you've ever taken a tour of the CNN Center in Atlanta, like it's a pretty gnarly tour. Like it's pretty cool. Like you can go through the whole thing with the newsrooms and stuff like that. And here I am in my parents' bedroom. Like, yeah, you know, the celebrities like me, you know, come tour. Yeah.
Yep. So then we, this is also something that translated over into the Donut Box podcast. We had an improv segment.
Oh yeah, we did.
And so it was just a comedy sketch, but like it was really bad because only me and Micah knew the inside. It was just a lot of our inside
It was,
jokes.
yeah.
And we were just kind of like, oh, and we actually were, this actually filmed after I had broken up with my girlfriend. So funny enough, when we filmed Story of a Chris, like maybe a week or two later, my girlfriend that I was dating at the time broke up with me. And my youth pastor was like, yeah, I watched your video. He was like, that video was kind of prophetic, huh? And I was like, boy, I'm gonna punch you in the face, Pastor Tim. But yeah, so we made fun of my ex-girlfriend in not like we didn't call her name or anything, but it was an inside joke between me and Micah, and so we made fun of her in that little sketch. So,
Yeah.
but the sketch was really bad.
Yeah, we but nobody would have understood it. Like, I'll put it to you this way. When I rewatched it, it took Chris explaining it to me for me to understand it again because it was just kind of it was pretty obscure. But no, so we had that.
And then
It
you were
was
like, at the end, you were like, I just want to thank my mother for having me, my father for having me. Boy, did that one age well.
it did. Boy, did it. And to me, what I love about all of our videos is the credits, period. If you've never seen the credits, we always be thinking like God, the camera, everybody. So anyway, so we had our little variety show, and so it we only had the one, never did another one there. But after that, I think really between Story of Chris, between the variety show, our youth pastor kind of caught wind, and we kind of wanted to as well. Like, hey, they might be video creators. Let's see what they can do. And then that's when our next creation started pumping out.
Nobody asked us to do this. We took this upon ourselves. There was an event coming up at the church, and it was called the house party. And so, ooh, I'm gonna take you back to 2008. So back in the day in Georgia, they would have these things called house parties, right? And so it was just really like, I'm sure they still have them now, but like it was just a cool kick it type deal. And so that's really what they were playing. They were really trying to play into like the hip hop culture, being in Augusta. So they were really trying to play into that. So they were having this house party, but it was at the
It was
church.
a yeah. It was at the church, and just to preface too, our youth group, once a month, typically for a certain time period, for about once a month, they would have these little parties of varying themes, and they had a few different house parties. But really, just to kind of give you a perspective, around that time in Augusta and especially Atlanta area, like it was the hip hop mecca over in Atlanta, and so there was a ton of not just hip hop artists that were trying to make it in Augusta, but there was a lot of Christian hip hop artists that were trying to make it into Augusta, things like that. There was all sorts of that sort of thing. And not just that, but of course, being so close to Atlanta, the environment really, I mean, even Chris and I, we love some good Atlanta rap music for a reason. And it's because it was a big
I
influence in the
still
time.
do.
Oh, I do too. Like, I mean, he and I listen to a lot of the same stuff because it's, it was a heavy influence in the time. And so having these, like I remember there was a few, like the one that we're talking about in particular, they had a dance party. There was another one where they had a rap battle. I remember that one. Did they had a third one, did they not?
Yeah, the first one I went to, you didn't go to this one because you weren't in middle school yet, but that was my first one. And like, I will say, like, as much crap as we talk about like the youth group and stuff, they did put on parties and events really well. Like, it was really well. I remember they got like this toilet from Home Depot and
Oh
they like
yeah,
put
they
like
did.
punch and stuff in there, and it
Yeah.
was really cool.
That was the constant like party thing. I don't know why they had, but they like built a fountain into it somehow. So it like shot blue lick like Kool-Aid into the toilet bowl, and you
Or
like it
was
wasn't
it blue Kool-Aid?
right. It's like was Pastor Tim really? No, I'm joking, but it's like, but you would have, that's where you got the punch from. Like you would ladle it in from there. And so, coming to think of it, man, just side spitballing, they must've had some pretty decent funding for these parties,
Yeah,
because
they
I
probably
mean,
had a pretty good budget because, like, I'm pretty sure all the youth budget like went to these parties
went to
every
these parties.
single.
And so, you know, there was always something also interesting too. I remember a couple of times they invited like guest DJs. Like I remember one of them used to be, if you know, if you've ever heard of 3-6 Mafia, like he was before he went Christian, like he was like for the 3-6 Mafia. So like they came, he came in there and whatnot. And so these parties were a pretty big deal. And like Chris said, yeah, we kind of took it upon ourselves of like, okay, we know all the details, but I think the entire thing, if I remember correctly, my memory may be failing me now, but I think it was something along the lines of Pastor Tim said, "Hey, we need this to happen and we don't have anybody to do it." He didn't necessarily ask, but we were like, "You know what? If we show them a good product, like they'll put it out there." And so we took it upon ourselves. And should I put that link in the
You
description?
should put that link to the how the so basically how it goes again. I don't know why this was our form, but our form was okay. This is the general things that we need to say. Like we're kind of fleshing this out, whatever. Like this is kind of the marks we need to hit. And so what we would do, how we broke it up was like, okay, we're gonna do this little segment, and then we're gonna do a joke, and then it's like a like it's almost like a cutting like blooper type deal, but it's not a blooper. It's like a that screen that goes beep, like it's cut up.
Yeah, right.
So I remember the beginning was, it was like we didn't know that the camera was on. Again, we're talking about the game. It's like, did you know the camera was on? It's like, no, I didn't know the camera was on. It's like, we gotta start right now.
Gotta stop right now.
And so then we're like, hey, this is what's happening. We have this house party coming up. We're gonna be in this dance competition, and it's like, oh yeah, like do that. And it's like, oh yeah, we filmed a dance comp, and we had this mannequin that was sitting in between us. I don't know
Ron
why.
Suelo. It was Ron Suelo. And yes, that was the mannequin's name, was Ron Suelo. And I don't know why. No, I remember why. It was because we decided to film in this closet. Or it was a filming, I think it was already a filming
It was
closet, was
already
it
a
not?
filming room. Yeah, it already had a green screen. Like, it was already, but like in
Was.
the video, if you watch the video, you'll see all the paper. Like, we didn't bother to clean up the papers,
No, we
or we're
didn't.
just like,
No.
we're gonna film it as is. I don't
I
know why we
mean,
didn't clean up the papers, but.
there's even a giant like furry boom mic in the bottom down. I mean, yeah, there was it was kind of. But anyways, so we go through this video and we had a nice little dance compilation video of our own, and
We
you
thought
know,
that was
really,
so cool.
we thought it was so cool. And I look back and it's Cringe City. You'll get to see that one in the link below as well. Just
Well,
look for
what we
House
thought was
Party
so
video
cool is
again.
like it was in the thing. So you would have like the one, two, three, four, like the four quadrants. And it was different videos of all us
Right,
dancing. So we were like, that's really cool.
which at the time was really big. And something else that was really good, I think, if I'm not mistaken, didn't you get roped into, because you started learning Final Cut Pro, our church got Final Cut Pro, and at the time that was a really, really big deal. They all had, it was Big Apple Church, and pretty much Final Cut Pro, it costs $1,000 like a computer to get it. So I mean, it was incredibly expensive. So naturally, we wouldn't have been able to use it if it wasn't for being over there. And I think the entire reason you kind of got some training under it, and then I end up getting some training under it, is because I think you got roped into something at one point of like a children's
I
deal or
think I got roped
something.
into the kids ministry deal, and there's like, hey, like, and they would teach us like, hey, here's how you film this, and like they had pretty high quality equipment, like for even now it's like pretty good. And so like it was like, oh yeah, like they had like a 16x9 camera, like a professional camera, like to film videos on and everything. And so it was like, oh wow, like it was pretty high quality. And so we were just like, okay, like cool deal. So I learned how to do it, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna learn how, because I think I had filmed a VBS or
Something. And
something.
then, you know, a lot of times, especially, you know, you go to church and things like that. In fact, I think that's what it was. You filmed a VBS, and then I think you had to cut up a compilation video. Because a lot of times what they want to show is they want to show, naturally, they want to show how good of a time it is and show the rest of the church of how good a time they had a VBS or whatever. So he had some experience, and I remember, you know, that editing took a long time. I remember that editing took a long time. this was not in the CapCut days. This was, and you know, it wasn't as easy as Movie Maker at all. But those are some of the features that we thought were great. Like that four quadrant, we thought was really cool. I remember one of the other effects that we thought was really cool is, and I don't think we did it in this video, but we got the like the ground to shake, like the whole like thing, like the whole effect. It was all crazy. But we went through this whole house party video, and it didn't end up getting shown.
Yeah, we showed it to them, and I don't think they liked it. Maybe. I don't know, audience. You can put it in the comments whether or not you liked it or not. But I liked it. I still like it. It's one of those videos that I still, even with, though the dancing is very cringy and the jokes are really dated for the time, but I still like it. I stand by it.
Oh, the when he's saying dated jokes, I remember one of them was we made this for real. He said, Chris tells me, oh yeah, you're looking real fat. You know, when people you say PHAT for like you're looking cool or whatever. And I was like, what, he called me overweight? And that was like one of the jokes. Yeah, it definitely dated, but you tell us in the comments what you think about the house party video. And so we had some other time go through. We made some other videos as well. We tried to make another one for the youth group, try to make the
Yeah, the
Christmas
Christmas
party.
party video. Oh, I don't know. I still stand by the house party video. I think the Christmas
It
banquet
wasn't
video,
very good.
it was
That
pretty
one
cringe.
was not as good. Well, so the difference being, so for this Christmas party video, house party, you know, it's definitely we dressed up at the time with kind of that baggy shirts, jorts, and you know, sideways ball cap, kind of the hip hop theme of
Yeah,
2008
like this,
to
just like this.
just like that. And so we kind of dressed like that. Well, for the Christmas party video, the Christmas party was it was a banquet. So it was like they wanted all the youth to dress up and not quite like tuxedos, but like suits and
Yeah,
dress and
definitely a
whatnot.
tie. You definitely had to wear a tie.
And so I dressed up and I remember they were like those old school pleated khakis. You know what
Yeah,
I'm
that
talking
was the
about?
premise of the video, was that Micah was there to dress up, and that I was like, hold on, what's going on?
He
Like, why
missed
are
the
you dressed
message.
up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris missed the memo here. And so it's just like, see, this is what I told you. We should have gotten that texting plan with the, you know, I said some dated jokes about like AT&T. We should have switched to AT&T for that unlimited texting plan because, you know, texting was costs every time back then. But anyways, so we go through that video and they really didn't like that video.
Oh,
Like I could tell you that,
but they promised us. They said, "Oh yeah, we're gonna show
yeah.
it. We're gonna show it at youth." And I was like, "Oh, we're getting our big premiere."
It's
But
like it's
what
we're
I
gonna
think
be doing
what made it really bad was at the end, like
the
after the
ending.
credits, Micah was like, "Okay, I'm gonna sing some Christmas carols for you," and he just basically did the bit from Family Guy where they sing like it's like, "Ding fries are done, ding fries are done," and then at the end you're like, "Merry
Merry
Christmas,
Christmas,
Pastor
Pastor.
Tim."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That was there's probably a reason they didn't show that. Like they could have cut that part off, or we could have cut that part
I
off,
also
but
made a not good times, what is it? The Jeffersons
oh, the
reference. I
Jefferson
also made
being
and
something.
like that was even for them, that was a very outdated reference, like really bad, like now obsolete, but even back then that was a really bad
Yeah,
reference, and
think
I was
about
like,
that. That show was what, 20, 25, 30 years old at the time?
yeah.
When we made that reference,
It was
anyways,
bad.
so yes, we made a Jeffersons reference in that video. But you know, really and truly, the video quality wise, pretty. I mean, again, had
Top
really,
notch.
really good equipment and whatnot. The ideas were kind of there, and then so we progress a little further, and you start doing some more stuff for school. Like I know you did some more
Yeah,
things
I
for
did some
school.
stuff for school, and so actually, I don't know how it got about, but there used to be a teen section in the paper, the Augusta Chronicle. And so every year they would look for new teenage, and basically it was like teens who wanted to go to in journalism or whatever. And so my deal was like, I can't write, but I can be a video content creator. And they were like, oh yeah, you can be part of this team. And I was like, oh, what? And like my picture was in the paper and everything. And so I remember I did a expose on Powderpuff, which if you don't know what Powderpuff is, Powderpuff is where the girls play football and the guys cheerlead. And we didn't have football at my school, but somehow we had Powderpuff.
Powderpuff, yeah, and it was like a big thing for them every year. It was like a,
Yeah, it was
it
like,
was like
oh
a
yeah,
big thing,
Powderpuff. It's like
like
these guys are
everybody.
dressing up in skirts and tutus and da 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 da. But I was just kind of like, so I don't know why I did an expose. I remember I like I didn't have enough guys who wanted like be on camera that were doing it. So I filmed my buddy Jacob at the church and like got an interview with him and be like, bro, just make this up. Like, tell me what you think about Powderpuff. Like, make it positive. So I did that, and then I did some other projects for school. We can talk about that maybe in a little bit, but
No, I'm just leading into so where you started getting interested in school and whatnot. So professionally, Chris started getting interested in becoming a police officer, a cop. And so we started watching a lot of Cops on TV, the TV
I've
show.
seen every single episode of Cops. No lie.
No lie, no lie. New, old, he's I can vouch for that. And so we watched, like I said, a ton of Cops, to the point where, I mean, what's next? We had a camera, and we said we had time. Pretty much, we had to be up at the church, and this church that we were at had quite a huge parking lot. Like, I mean, the thing is pretty large, and a lot of the time there would be a quarter of it to half of it that was not being used, like at all, at any given time. Especially if there was hardly anybody there. Oh yeah, that thing is free game. And so there was kind of this upper area, that you can kind of go over to. And so we decided, and we had plenty of actors that would help us out because there's plenty of other church kids and everything else that are, what's up?
And I was gonna say, my car at the time was a 1996 Buick Century. So we didn't have a Crown Vic, but it still had like a column shift. And so, like, if you're filming it, like on the, it kind of looked like a Crown Vic.
Oh,
And
it
we
does.
were, this is when we were in our Western wear phase. So we're like, oh yeah, we could be like Texas version, like whatever. And it's like, we've seen Cops so many times. Let's just parody this. And we were bored again. All of our great ideas come out of boredom. So.
Yeah, it comes out of boredom, and it was just like a like this progression. I remember it all started with, yeah, like let's see how it looks when we film, when we pull up to a place and like whip in there and then open the door real fast, like we're cops, and like see how fast we can get out. And it turned from that to, okay, you're gonna be the perp, and so like we started making these cops videos, and I think to the ones that we have on the internet still active right now, there's four of them, I think.
Yep.
I think there's four of them.
Is there a night
And
version on there? Is one of the
yeah,
night versions on there?
the night version is on there too.
Yeah, so our friends were bored too. I don't know how they got roped in. We roped them in. We're like, hey, we're gonna do this cops video, whatever. Do you want to be the perp? Like, do you want to be this? It's like me and Micah can't. We're the good guys, right? We're gonna be the cops every
Yeah,
time.
we gotta be the cop.
But we're like, do you want to be the perp? And they're like, oh yeah, like, because
Yeah,
at the
right.
time they were having like church meetings, and like, of course, a couple of teenage boys is like, anything I can do to get out of the church meeting. So we're like, okay, this is what's gonna happen. So again, we film it like it's cops. We're driving in the back seat, like I'm driving. It's like, yeah, I've been on the force for 3, 5 years. Like, it's hard with the wife and everything. And it's like, we came up with different scenarios. It's like, oh yeah, this guy's trying to break into a car, and we parked your
Not just
truck.
that. Yeah, not just that, but we would make little code names. We'd be like, oh, yep, that's a 318. He's trying a 318 over there. We don't know what the codes are. We're like, oh yeah, he's trying to steal a car. It's 318. Yep, right over there, 318. What were you saying? You said park my truck.
Yeah, you parked your truck and you were like, okay, like we're gonna try to do where someone is breaking into the car. And
Right.
so, like, we pull up, and like, of course, you know, in Cops, like, every time they film it, like, someone's running, like, the perp is always running or something.
Running,
It
yeah.
never ends, like, hey, like, this and that. Like, it's not,
It's
someone always has to run.
never normal. It's never a normal encounter. Yeah.
So we film it, and it's like, oh yeah, look, he's taking off running. And we did it a couple of times, and I don't remember. You want to go into a couple of the perps?
So one of my favorites, and he's like a rather large streamer YouTuber now. Like we need to get permission. Like I would love to feature one of these videos and tag him in it, because I think his fan base would like that too. But he like we had two with him. The first one, and I think it's the night one that you're talking about, it like you couldn't really see anything with the camera. One, you couldn't see anything. But the first one we did was we posed that he was on drugs. We were like, yeah, he's on drugs or whatever. And it fit because he was such a goofy guy that when we took him down, he just laughed uncontrollably. Like he could not freaking stop laughing. Like we were trying to like tell him his rights. We're trying to ask him questions. Like normally what you would do with cops, and we were like expecting, he's like, like the whole time, dude. And he would not freaking stop. And so,
Like we put him on the hood of the car, like legit, like searching him, like, what is this? This is a pocket knife, whatever. And so like we put him in the back of the car, and he's spazzing out, like in real life, like he cannot stop
He's
laughing.
just no, he's just going absolutely nuts, and like, and then he's also making like obscene gestures at us, like in the car,
Well, I didn't
and
see
like.
it until after the video was recorded.
He's talking. I'm trying not to crack up because I'm looking at him in the car and he's just like bouncing around. I'm not gonna do the gesture, but it was pretty funny. And so like he did all that. And then I remember, so there was that one, and then probably one of my other favorite ones. I've got a few favorite ones, but probably one of my favorite ones was we had two people. It like we had posed that it was a drug deal that like we were intercepting. And so I took down one guy, and the other person who he's an interesting fellow,
The
but he
other
took
Chris, we'll call
the
him
other,
because
there you
that's his
go, the
name.
other Chris. He took his role seriously, boy. He took that thing
And
real
he was wearing
serious.
like a trench coat and
Yeah,
everything.
he
Like he was
was.
a perfect drug dealer,
Yeah, like
everything.
it was great. And so Chris is like, don't get me wrong, no offense, Chris, but he's like a smaller guy. This other Chris, I wouldn't say he was much bigger, but he had more weight to him for sure. And so like Chris trying to get him on the ground, and all I'm hearing, because like, you know, I'm trying to get this dude in handcuffs, and all I hear is Chris over here like, stop persisting, get on the ground. And I look over here, and homie is just like
We're
wrestling in the
tussling. We're
dirt,
wrestling.
like wrestling in
We're
the dirt,
wrestling like legit.
like legit wrestling in this dirt. And so finally Chris gets the other Chris in under control,
I get him in.
and
I handcuffed him.
he handcuffed him, and he's like, get up, stand up, stand up. And he's like, I can't, I can't. And then finally Chris is like, stand up, I said stand up. And then you hear just under his breath, he goes, no, seriously, I can't. And then Chris had to help him up. It was one of those, like, he broke character for 2 seconds, like, no, seriously, I can't. I seriously can't get up.
Yeah,
And
but he was serious in character. He was like,
yeah, he was.
why are you harassing me? He was like, I ain't doing nothing to, bro. He was
Yeah,
legit.
he was legit. And the other great part about that was, because of course, part of it was we always had to put him on the hood of the car. So we'd take him to the hood of the car, right? And so I'll never forget, there was this parable at church that we had just had, and I don't know why, but they gave us these white shoelaces in this like little baggie. And like for whatever reason, like the other Chris thought about this, right? And like the camera's kind of off, like I think with this Chris here and doing whatever, and he kind of like takes it out of his back pocket and starts like handing it to me. And there's just a part that's like, oh, what's this? You know, and it looks perfect on the camera, just like a little white baggie of like, you know, stuff. It was, yeah.
The coolest part about the cops videos was like we took the intro of actual cops, and then we put our own footage. So like it's us taking off, running, or like tackling them on the ground, or like putting on the, it actually kind of looks pretty cool. Like,
Yeah, it did. It did. Like, and even for now, it's pretty good editing. I mean, I think it's pretty good footage. We thought we were so proud of that. Oh man, I'm
I'm
still
still
kind of
proud
proud
of
of
it.
it.
I stand
That's
by
what I'm
it.
saying. I'm still proud of it too. But yeah, so do you go into one of your favorites? I told my favorites.
No, those were it. Oh, there was another one with our friend Caleb, And I remembered Caleb, like we arrested him because he was trying to steal into a car, and I was like, we were like escorting him back to the car, and we're
Now you
like,
got to think, we didn't have handcuffs. Like, we did not. When we say we handcuffed them, we said put your hands behind your back and you're virtually handcuffed. Like, they don't have hand. Continue.
so we're taking him back, and I'm just like doing what they do on cops, giving him the riot act, like, how would you feel if I stole your car, this and that. And I just remember, like, there's a point where Caleb just spazzes and he goes and he takes his hands out, and we
Well,
have to like restrain him.
you told him, you said something along the lines of like, well, this person worked hard for theirs. You're going to steal theirs or whatever. And he said something. Then you responded, what is that, a threat? And he's like, yeah, that is a threat. And he pulls his arm forward. It's the goofiest thing. I'm putting the link in the description. You get to see that. But it's it was the goofiest freaking thing.
Yeah,
And
because he spazzed so much.
he spazzed so much. And it was like he's supposed to be handcuffed.
And
So.
going back to your story about the first one, the famous YouTuber guy now, I remember like not knowing what was going on and not knowing what was going on. And I just remember being like, what is he kicking the door or whatever? So I open up the door and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why are you acting crazy? And he's like, I was just smoking pot, wasn't I? And I just remember being like, stop. Like, if you're gonna like hit your head on the window, like, I'm gonna tack on another charge or whatever. And I remember he just like looks at Micah and then they make eye contact and I close the door. And I remember as soon as I did, I guess he did the obscene gesture again,
Again,
like
immediately, Chris kind of like stepped in front of it, and like me and him kind of stepped in front of the door to kind of block the door.
I remember you could see Micah like almost lose it on camera. Like, he has to walk away. He turns his face and is just like,
It was so bad.
yeah, those are great times.
The only other one you were talking about, the Caleb Candler or bleh, Caleb one, yeah, you were talking about that one. What I think is crazy about that one, I had to I full on tackled that guy. Like, that was something else too, that I'm still kind of surprised when I watched that one, because I was in like boots that had the big heel on it and everything. Man, I chased that dude down in the freaking parking lot. I remember getting around the corner and like he knew I was gonna catch him, and he turned around and he was like, don't tackle me hard. Just about that time I tackled him and the camera came around the
He had to
corner.
wait for the camera to get there, and then he tackled him.
Yep, it was, oh
Yeah.
man.
And then we had to film, I had to film my senior project, and it was all about this cop hero, which we talked about, I think, 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
And so he was the guy that I was doing my profile for. So we got a lot of good interviews like with him, and I got some what's termed as B-roll. So it's just like the footage that you're putting in between the interview, so it doesn't look like you're just statically looking at one person talking the whole time. So I'm like, oh man, I'm like, we got to spice this up. Like, I'm watching it back and I'm like, man, it's missing something. So I'm like, all right, I call my good buddy Mike. I'm like, we got to add a car chase. Like, we have to add a car chase to this. So again, what did we do? We used my Buick, and Micah's truck looked like a truck that, you would see someone
Oh,
like.
it was a beater, man. Like, it was a beater and a half. And like, I'll put it to you this way, I got pulled over a few times leaving my neighborhood just because of the way it looked. But
Yeah, so we're like, okay, what we're gonna do is, it was just down the street. We're like, okay, we gotta time this out right. We're gonna pretend like it's a car chase and he's gonna wreck his vehicle, right? So we're like, okay, we gotta time this out right, because there was tr oncoming traffic and everything. And
yeah.
so like, it starts with we're turning, and I add some blue lights, and I added the police siren for effect. What I should have done, at looking back on it, because you could obviously tell it was fake, been like, this was a dramatization, da 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 da. So we got our friend Taylor involved to play the part of the police officer, but his voice and the actual guys didn't match up, so I'm pretty sure when they saw it, they were like, what the heck? And so I was kind of going through a lot in my life at that
Bro,
time.
you were just trying to get out of school right then.
I
You
was
were
trying to
trying
go
to.
to school, but I did have a phase of lying a lot during that time. I lied a lot. Like, I don't know if you know, but I lied a lot during that time. I don't know what was
Is
going
what it
on with,
is.
I was having some kind of existential crisis or whatever, but I lied a lot, a lot, a lot.
I'll tell you off mic what I think it is, but go. It's all good.
It's
It's a
not,
family show.
It wasn't what it was, it was more of who it
Who it
was.
was.
Yeah, who it was. But yeah, so I had a lot going on. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna lie and say that we were in this car chase, whatever. And so then we time it and turn it, and it's like, oh yeah, suspect is turning on this road, da, da, da. And we plan it to where my ghost truck would turn into his neighborhood. And if you guys have heard, there's that big cul-de-sac in the middle, like concrete grass. So Micah's gonna wreck his truck in the, and so we timed it. So I just sped up the video so it looked like it actually wrecked.
And the best part about it was this cul-de-sac. I don't know why, but the curb was rather big, so it
Yeah.
was quite a large curb. And so we planned it out. There was an elementary school that was at the top of the hill, and so we were like, you know what? What we're gonna do is we're gonna go. And like Chris was saying, there was traffic everywhere, so we had to. And it was a two-lane road, so you really have to be careful and conscientious of what's going on. And so we take both vehicles out there, and I think it took us a couple runs because like
Yeah,
we
it took
got out
like
of the
five or
traffic
six,
and then.
because we couldn't just have him stop in the middle of the road, like waiting for a car to whatever. We had to make it look like he was actually running from the police.
Right. And so what ended up happening was they would have me and my truck pull out first, and then Chris and Taylor would pull out. We had to make it almost look like I got down the road a little bit, and then they kind of pulled out, turned their lights on. You know how that whole thing goes. And then I run. And there was enough distance on the road to where it looked like, you're running for a decent amount of time, and then turn left into the neighborhood really abruptly. And then, I mean, it really did. I'll say this, it sped up footage and everything like that, besides some of the goofy effects and whatnot. Like, just the sheer fact of hitting the curb. And then, like, if you've seen police footage or like body cam footage or like car footage of like when people crash out and then they take off running. It did look like that. I mean, we crashed up against the curb. Like I took off running out the car, and then there's a couple other people and
The
others up
thing
the
is,
dust
like,
and stuff.
cut the camera off, and that's where
Good.
it cuts. And then it's like, okay, we're gonna go in. But like, I'm looking back at that video, and I'm like, my title of it was called Superman, and it was like, okay, like, yeah, like, this is who he is, this and that. But it never went through, like, why is he Superman to me? And that's what I said, like, at the end of it. There was no cohesion to it at all. Like, looking back on it, I wish I would have done that project way different. But yeah, Michael was a part. I mean, I enjoyed filming the car chase because I was like, it's got to have a little MC Productions
Yeah,
flair on it.
a little twist, a little flair. And then I also help with the B-roll footage too. I remember being in that back parking lot with like, okay, go back up and do this, and
Yeah.
like we were doing all that stuff. But so yeah, we end up doing that, and then I guess we can kind of fast forward, yeah,
Yeah,
because
because we took a hiatus. We didn't film
yeah.
anything or do any projects for, let's see, how long was that? 8 years?
8 years, because
Yep, 8 years.
we ended up moving to Texas, and I really don't know why we didn't. I guess we were busy and had other things going on, but
We had lives, jobs, girlfriends.
right. And so we end up not doing anything. But fast forward, the year is 2020, the
One.
pandemic year,
Oh, 2020.
2021.
Sorry, you're going back. You're going back to the
Yeah, yeah,
birth.
yeah,
You're going back to the
yeah.
birth, not the
Yeah,
actual recording.
I'm talking about just the talking about it. And so 2020, back into 2020, just like for everybody else, 2020 was a horrible year. Like 2020 was a really bad year. On top of COVID, there was a lot of like personal things going on for both Chris and myself. And he and I, if you've listened to other episodes of the podcast, we've talked about this before. We actually had a little bit of a hiatus in friendship for a little bit, and so we reconvened and became friends again. And so we would hang out, but in kind of a non-conventional way, I guess. A lot of people like bowling, but there was this really crappy bowling alley in town, and I don't know why. We're called trash can for a reason. There's things that are too nice. We
You
like our
could
we love it.
bowl for 2 hours with shoe rental for $12.
Now you have to put up with like it getting stuck and the points not counting right and things like that. But hey, That's part of the fun of it. But we would go, and we would go midday because luckily the job that Chris had and the job that I had, sometimes it would line up to where we would have like a Tuesday or a Wednesday off, right? And of course, bowling on a weekday, ain't nobody there. And so we would go and we would bowl on weekdays. And again, just kind of like we had talked about before in this episode when we were kids, we just started spitballing of like, the TV shows, the movies, a lot of the stuff that's coming out right now. It just lacks creativity. It lacks, even the podcast. We were even started talking about podcasts. We were like, man, a lot of these guys, they sit there and they just talk about what? Low carb butter and like what are they talking about? And I know that kind of is a little interesting when we're talking about a free flow episode where we've talked kind of, free and open, but this kind of goes into the next bit. We started talking about, if we were going to do it, how would we do it better? And then we started talking about the original show, the Krispy Kreme show, that one time that we did that. And it was like, dude, that's still a good idea. It's still a good idea. The concept is still
The
there.
pieces there were good. It's like, yeah, the idea was good, the execution was horrible,
Was
but
horrible. But it's like, it's because we didn't know what we were doing. And again, we talked about it. We were before our time. We didn't have, not just did we not have the equipment, we didn't have the know-how, and we also did not have resources like a YouTube, like a Spotify, like an Apple Music, like a lot of these things where we could put ourselves out there rather quickly. That was not even a thought of thing at the time. So it was like, man, we live in a day and age now where we could legitimately do this. What is that going to take? And so then we started looking at what it was going to take in order to do this. And I don't know, we probably took like 2, 3 months, I would say, something like that.
I think it was longer than that because we didn't actually start recording until 2021. But I
November.
do, but I remember, I think the birth of the podcast came around, or like the actual idea came at the beginning of 2021, I think. And so I distinctly remember going to Main Event. I don't know why I distinctly remember going to Main Event, but I was
Oh,
like,
playing
okay,
pool. Yeah, we
we're
were
playing
playing
pool.
pool.
And we were like, okay, like what segments do we want? Like what? Because we were like, what if each donut was a different segment? Like, what is this segment going to be? What is that segment going to be? This
I
and that.
don't I don't remember I don't know why I remember this. Not only do I remember Main Event, but I remember there was competitive like log cutting on TV.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember why I remember that. But no, exactly. We started talking about what do we want this to be? We wanted it to be a segmented out show. We wanted there to be specific things, and we had talked to each thing about, and it was kind of a culmination of everything we had talked about to that point. So like in our regular scheduled programming that we're going to be next week. So if you're new and you're hearing this and you
And
like
you're
what you
like,
hear
what
so
the heck?
far,
They don't even have a schedule. We
it's like
do.
we do have a schedule. Just check us out next week. So, but we have a segment, and as many of you know, it's Jelly Donut, which is our jail report. And the biggest thing that we have always talked about is Chris and I, man, we love looking at, and this is local to Augusta, Georgia. It's where it started off as, is they used to print out in this little paper you could buy at the gas station, the jail report, and it had goofy mug shots, goofy stories, stuff like that. And you'd read some of these and be like, man, that's just absolutely outlandish. And then before you know it, in the course of this show, man, it's not just local, it's everywhere, man. State of Florida is wild.
We have had everything from the first one where the lady made her kid eat hot sauce to
As
when
a punishment,
the guy got assaulted with a McChicken
chicken.
to, I mean, a lot of it is like food, but to where people stolen like 20,000 pounds of chicken wings. Like, you're like, people get arrested and commit some crazy crimes. So we were like, why not put that on a show? Like, that's interesting,
Right.
right?
Yeah, and sometimes you don't hear that, and sometimes it's just unbelievable stuff. Sometimes it's really just unbelievable stuff. And so we wanted that. We wanted what fries my donuts. And we thought of the name. We were like, we need to do something like what grinds my gears. Because listen, every time in life, or everybody in life has a time where or something that's just aggravating the tar out of you. And it happened. Did I just say aggravating the tar out of you?
Yes,
Jeez.
Georgia came back, bro. You're
Georgia
like,
came out, man.
it aggravated the fire out of you.
That
Fur.
tar, that
You're gonna
tar
go
out of you.
wash down in the
Wash.
creek.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So, but we really wanted to have that in there. It's always nice to be able to get your opinion out there, especially when it's something that makes you upset. And you know, it's been a little interesting. Out of all the episodes that we've had, we do try to keep them, and this is something we talked about too. We do try to keep them. We're not trying to make anybody angry, but at the same time, opinions are going to hurt some people's feelings. So we try to make it as to the point, and hopefully you can understand my point, but if not, it is what it is. And you know, a lot of that stuff we understood we had to be conscious about in this day and age as well, which was kind of interesting comparatively to before. Because I'll tell you this much, if we were to do like the Krispy Kreme show back then and kept it going and things like that, oh man, like I had no filter back then at all, and it would have just not been very good.
So let's
So
skip to actually like recording it. And the very first episode, I remember we actually recorded it on Thanksgiving night. I remember that because we were like, okay, we're gonna record on Thursdays, and Thursdays is kind of like our day to record. Sometimes we'll record on Fridays, but we're like, when do we want to release it? And we were just like, Monday morning, like that's the prime time to release it, right? So then we're like, okay, let's record it, trying to figure out all the technical stuff, all that stuff. And I remember we were like so nervous, like so nervous. And that definitely shows up in the
in that
first
first
episode.
episode.
You're like,
Yeah.
what?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It does make me question what it would have been like if we would have started with camera too. Like how much more nervous we would have been. But no, we were incredibly nervous. And don't get me wrong, the first episode was very good, but it was very, we were worried about getting canceled before we even had a show.
Yeah, because it's
Like
like, oh man, like you never know what you're gonna say. I mean, in the day and age, like you're like, oh man, everyone's hypersensitive. So like, what are we
yeah.
gonna get canceled for?
Well, and not just that, but like it's like the cancel portion of it, but we also just wanted it to be a family show to where it's not something that you have to worry about if your kids are in the room that you're listening to it, like, oh, he might say something a little off
Yeah, he
color here in a
might
second.
say the F bomb or might be talking about this. 'Cause I mean, there's so many podcasts where it's like you can't listen to it with your kid. And it's not that I would say we're family friendly, but it's not like oriented towards kids or a certain demographic. It's just like, hey, like we want you to be
Yeah,
able
we
to put this
want
on.
it. Yeah, and it want everybody to be able to understand it, whether you're a kid, whether you're 90 years old, you know, you can enjoy it. And yeah, I mean, that's
So
the whole
kind of
point.
switching gears here tonight, since we're celebrating the 3 year anniversary of the podcast, right? And I know what you're gonna say. Do you have a favorite episode in these 3 years? Favorite episode of all time from beginning to end?
Man, I have a few of them, but if I had to go off the top of my head, it's really, really hard to top the first Christmas episode that we had. That is really hard. And like we've had, you know, other Christmas episodes. We're going to have another Christmas episode in a few weeks, but that first Christmas episode, I don't know why, but that is one. Like I even go back in the holidays and I don't listen to every episode over again, but I will re-listen to that one every
Yeah, that
holiday.
one is special to me too, because I think it feels the most like Micah and Chris, where it's like you could tell we put our creativity into it, like our heart and soul was in it, and it was just a fun episode to do. My other one, and you know which one, is the Trashy Valentine's Day, the first one
Yeah,
we did, because
yeah.
that one from beginning to end is like
Oh, it's great.
solid. Like it's
Oh, it's great.
solid.
Yeah.
Maybe you
Yeah,
guys
it's
hate that one, but that's my personal favorite.
no, for me personally, I like it too. The intro to that one is probably by far my favorite intro. Go back and listen to that one if you haven't. That's if you've ever listened to like slow jams or anything like that is like, and you have that or the oral confessions where it's like, you know, I cheated on you. It's like we had that intro down, man. It was like we listened to that way too much.
Is there are there certain donut segments that you were very surprised, like, oh yeah, like I really enjoy this donut segment more? You were like, oh wow, like I didn't know that was going to be kind of a thing, but it really is.
Yeah, the donut hole. We kind of didn't talk about the donut hole segment this whole time. And I think it's because it's changed quite a bit. I mean, the initial intent, I remember sitting there talking about it, and we were like, yeah, we want to do, I know it was sports stories from the past. Like it was big sports stories from the past. In fact, the very first episode, we were talking about Michael Vick, not the whole dog fighting incident, but just living in the Atlanta area and when he double flipped off the fans and like what all that was and how that was kind of the betrayal and removal. And then kind of that final straw was when, of course, the dog fighting thing came out. But we talked about that whole thing. And really, it was supposed to be kind of that the sports stories from the past. Like that's what it really was supposed to be. And I think that lasted what, like two, three episodes? And then it became a, it might have only lasted the one because I
I
don't
think
know
it
how
was
many
just
other.
the one, and then it kind of on my end it turned into like movie reviews for a little bit, and then it was like now it's like quizzes and games or whatever, but like
It
I don't.
was one of those things. It kind of turned into, okay, whatever you want to talk about. Like sometimes, because I've gone into like conspiracy theories. I've gone into even like aviation conspiracy theories, like planes that have gone down, you know, some that you know, like the Amelia Earhart stuff, different ones like that. But it's definitely turned into that. But you're right. Here lately it's turned into quizzes, multiple choice quizzes most of the time. We like to test each other's knowledge on stuff, and you know, what's interesting about this show more than anything, and not just segment wise, but more than anything, I even though we've been friends for I don't know, you know, more than 20 years now, I learned crap about you on this show. Like literally, we'd be talking about things, whether it's a free flow episode, whether it's, you know, talking about the donut hole, answering questions, right? Sometimes I'll assume like, oh yeah, Chris knows about that. He's da 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 da, or oh yeah, I assume that he would be leaning this way or leaning this way on a subject or whatever, and I'm totally wrong. And he explains his side, and I go, why didn't I think he would think that way? You know, but you'd be learning things, and I've and there's even times where you'll tell me a story. I'll go, when did this happen? Like I never heard
I
this happen before. Like when did this even
don't know.
happen?
I think part of that too is like sometimes, like as people grow, sometimes their opinions on things change.
Yeah.
But I think mine would probably be the old-fashioned donut. I mean, I love telling stories. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot that that happened or this and that. What would you say is like one thing that maybe you've learned over these 3 years, or maybe one thing you've learned about yourself, just kind of, 'cause I mean, I feel like doing a podcast for that long, you kind of learn things about yourself over that period of time.
Biggest thing, man, is consistency. Like I this is probably the most consistent thing I've ever done in my entire life. Like I know that sounds kind of whatever, but I mean, to do something for all these weeks for 3 years in a row and put out a product, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, is a feat and a half. Like, I mean, that's huge. I personally, if you would have went back and like I would have believed you and said like, okay, I can't believe we've had a podcast go on for this long, but it's also unbelievable because we're talking about we've had deaths in the meantime. We've had life happen. We've had all sorts of things get thrown at us. We've in these 3 years, just like anybody else would. And I'm not trying to be like, oh yeah, I'm up here on my high horse. We've done this for this long. But to me, what's incredible is the fact that man, this is truly my hobby. I know I could probably speak for Chris too. This is truly my hobby because I don't see this as a, oh man, I need to do the podcast this week. I got to put this stuff together. I don't see any of that. It is a normal part of my routine that. So to answer your question, two things. If you really enjoy doing something, it's not really work. And I know that sounds so basic and whatnot, but there are very few things in my life and anybody's life that you do willingly, that's like, man, you know what? That's actually a pretty darn fun thing to do. And I'll do it all the time. And then two, consistency. The consistency aspect has carried over into other areas of my life. It's like, wow, if I'm consistent at, because it's given me, I don't know about you, Chris, but it's given me the idea in my mind of, okay, well, if that worked out because of consistency, what happens if I'm consistent and build other habits into my life every single week or every single day or whatever, right? And before you know it, it's built in. You're not like this podcast. Again, it's not just a hobby, but I don't really think about it during the week. Like there'll be times where I'll go, yeah, I'll write this down because I'm going to put this down. But I don't really sit here and think about it. It's a normal part of the routine. And so it's, I never thought it would be that. I always thought that it was going to be, and not to sound like this, but a lot of things are tasks on a list, right? It's okay. It's Thursday again. Gotta do the podcast again. And it's not that way. And I think that's probably the most surprising thing and biggest things that I've learned about with consistency and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think I've also seen, kind of going back to what you said, like I've seen the growth on both ends, because I'm like, I go back and listen to episodes from like season one early on, and I'm like, why did I say that? Or like, why did I think that? And you're kind of like, oh, because I was going through X, Y, Z at the time. It's like, we've had career changes. Like, you've gotten married, I've gotten married. Like, we've seen a whole bunch of stuff has happened like in those 3 years. And it's just like, wow. But I think it really learns, it helps you learn about yourself. And like, it's really helped me communicate better, I think. Just because I'm like, oh yeah, I'm more mindful of what I say, or how does this come off, or this and that.
It's helped me be more concise as well. Like, yeah. I have a problem with over speaking and not landing the plane, what? So to say. Me? No. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's sometimes it's hard to, you know, you circle the airport with your words and never land the plane, you know. But it's one of those things. This is really kind of taught me. And like you said, too, it's really cleaned up. How do I put this? Some of those filler words. I noticed a lot more in the beginning. I said, and there was a lot more pauses and there was a lot more, you know, and I've noticed a lot. It's a lot more polished. I'm not, you know, I'm going to say this too. Something else that's kind of weird, and something that I was not expecting, and a big level of growth, you know, to be real, the first season, I wouldn't listen back to myself. And I was a really harsh critic of myself and would kind of how Chris would say, like, oh, man, I don't know why I said that and whatnot. I mean, I would nitpick the tar out of my – again, I said tar. Jeez, what's going on with me today? Or man, I'll tell you what, beat the tar out of you. But I don't know. For me, that's a big change too. That's a big difference. So I don't know. I know you didn't really have that, but
it was still hard for me to listen to myself. It's hard, and I'm going back and watching these, like me being on the microphone, and like that's okay, like not too bad. But like if I ever have to do teaching or like announcements or whatever, like I can hear myself, but I can't go back and watch myself. Like I can watch myself without audio, but I can't watch and hear myself at the same time. So it's kind of like, I'm kind of nervous how it's going to be, but I totally get that. Cause you're like, oh man, like I can't believe I said this or I said that. I think the benefit, since like I've edited it, like I've been able to edit out the parts that I don't like. So like maybe that's a little bit better for me. Cause I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't like that I said this, so I'm going to edit this out. But I don't know. My question, I think I have two more before we kind of land the plane, because we're looking back on 3 years. Is there anything that you would have liked to change? Or, I mean, we did start doing free flow episodes, and I know that was a little bit of a pivot, but I think it's still great. Like, it's still, the back and forth is still good. So it's not that we've changed the donut box completely. We've just kind of, I feel like we've adapted. But is there anything that you were like, man, I wish we would have done this earlier, or we wish we would have changed this, or we would have done this differently? Or
man, I do think I wish we probably would have done free flows earlier. I know that's the one you just, it mainly because like the structure was good, but something about doing a free flow, a structure, a free flow, a structure, it works really, really well. I really enjoy our free flow episodes like this, where we're just kind of talking. Cause it, I mean, you catch Chris and I playing PlayStation on a Friday night, and this is a lot of what you're going to get. Like it's pretty much the same.
With a lot more jokes.
Yeah, with a lot
It's
more
because
jokes
we
in there.
get the jokes, and we're trying not to do the first thing that we did with the first variety show where you don't get any of the jokes, so.
Yeah, you're welcome. You don't want any of the inside jokes that you won't understand. So it's, I don't know if I would necessarily change anything else though, man, to be real, because there's been, so going back to how I couldn't listen to myself, come to season two and season three, it's a lot easier. And I think a lot of that has to do with personal growth, but I think a lot of that as well, not just being prim and polished, but I don't know. This has also kind of helped me not care so much about what people think, because it's one of those things of, especially going on camera. I'll be honest, guys, I was not on board with this at all for quite a while. But the thing is, it's like, because what are you doing? Not just the podcast, but you're opening yourself up for scrutiny. I mean, you are, especially when you're putting yourself out online. I mean, I guarantee we're gonna have haters. I guarantee it. But at the same time, I again, if I have such a problem with haters online, that's a lesson that I have to learn about how to not care about what those people think, because they're probably just jealous of our podcast and the fact that we have a successful podcast, right? And stuff like that. And so it's interesting because this has taught me that. And it's also taught me to get out there. I mean, shoot, I did last week in aviation for a little bit, got out there with that and wasn't expecting to. But, you know, the skills that I learned from here translated over there as well. So it helped
Yeah,
out a
I
good bit.
think kind of going back to the camera, I know you were very nervous about going on camera, and there were a few factors of that, and they're all legitimate. And so I think going on camera, there was one factor that I was kind of like, yeah, like I totally understand why he doesn't want to go on camera and all that stuff. And so I think it's a big step, because it is, once you're on camera and stuff, like you're opening up your life, like, right? Because it's
Yeah.
not just one thing to hear you, it's one thing to see you and like see your facial, I don't know, whatever, but like I totally get it. And so like I think seasons 1 through 3 were good practice to kind of like get it polished and everything. And by no means are we having like tens of thousands of listeners, but when you constantly chip away at something, like you're gonna be successful, no matter what. And so I think it's a good thing. I'm excited for it. And then my last question, and then we'll kind of land that plane, but what are you excited for season 4?
The exposure and how much we're going to get out there. To our original OGs, we appreciate you, and I hope you're enjoying what's going on here. But I think the biggest thing is we're about to blow up. Like I feel it in my bones. I feel it, you know.
Been
And
marinating your spirit.
it's been marinating my spirit. Yeah, it's one of those things of I there's a lot of different means that we can do as far as you know, getting a lot of this content out there, getting our faces out there. And, you know, it's, we have a good fan base, a good user base right now, and we love you guys. But we want this to be Trash Can Nation, like we talked about. We've got a lot of big things coming. And I mean, kind of what we've talked about before with everything. Imagine the creative abilities and imagine the creativity that we can put out with a huge budget, with people to do all the producing for us. And I'm not saying like I'm enjoying every leg of the process to get there, because we will get there. But at the same time, that's what I'm excited for, is because we're going to be getting to a place where we can just talk. That's all we have to do. We can just talk. We have everybody else not just take care of everything, but we can let our ideas, we don't have to take our time with editing and things like that. We can literally just be creative and let our creative, and that's all we do. And I think that's, and you know, maybe that's further than just this year and this season, but I think that this is a big start to that. I think it's a big start to it.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to be able, because like there are a lot of times where like Mike and I will interact and I'll be like, what? And like my, I don't know, sometimes, or he'll tell a joke or whatever. But I feel like our free flow episodes have allowed us, not that we weren't ourselves before, but it's kind of like letting that wall down and you're just kind of like, okay, I'm gonna crack a joke. And like if you get mad, you
It's
get
what
mad,
ifs.
right? Like there are things like I'm not gonna go out and say crazy stuff because, like, obviously I'm a man of the cloth, and like, I don't want, like, I don't want to get fired. Not that I would say those things anyway, but I'm kind of like, bro, like, I'm not gonna go wilding out. So this is not gonna be the after dark version of the Donut Box podcast. Although we have teased that idea, like, what if we did an after dark version? But we're not gonna do that.
Yeah, not officially. I'm
Yeah, we're
joking.
not doing it. No, I'm just kidding. We're not gonna
Officially.
do
So.
it. But yeah, man, I think it's been a great 3 years, man. Like, again, I can't believe it's been 3 years.
Yeah, me
Time
neither.
flies. Like, again, we've had celebrations, we've had heartaches, we've had changes and growth. And so I'm just excited to see, like, what season four is gonna be like. And thank you guys. If you guys have been with us from the very start, please put it in the comments. Like, thank you guys so much. And I gotta give a shout out to Micah for really taking the initiative and doing the Aviation Society and putting out all the plane videos and all that. So as much as I make fun of him for it, like, there is a community out there. And so if you're watching because you're part of that community, like, thank you. I don't
Yeah,
get your obsession, but it's okay.
we get to be crazy about planes. Yeah, he don't get it. It's okay. It's
I don't
okay.
get it, but Micah doesn't get WWE either, so it's
It's a
best of
fair
both worlds.
trade-off. It's a fair trade-off. We let each other have our own little worlds, you know me?
Yeah, so I think I want to tell them where to go to find
Yeah,
everything.
so you were talking about Aviary Society. It's actually changed its name over to Trash Can Travel.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's all good. We changed that over to Trash Can Travel, or can I say that three times really fast?
Trash can travel, trash can travel, trash can travel. That's
Maybe
kind
that
of a
was,
tongue twister.
yeah, it is. I didn't do that on purpose. But so you got Trash Can Travel, you got the Trash Can Network over on YouTube as well, and that's where a lot of these links are going to be coming from. Just that I'm putting in the description over here, and of course, if you're watching it via YouTube, that's probably how you're seeing us right now. So thank you. Go ahead and give us a like and subscribe over there. And then of course we've got the Trash Can Network over on Facebook and Instagram. So go, you know what? Follow us, talk to us on any of those ends. I don't know, man. I'm still not a big fan of that old TikTok. I don't know. I'll do anything but that daggone TikTok now. I know, but it's the wave of the future. Everybody's
It's
like,
the
you know
wave
what?
of the future and the wave
Everybody.
of China spying on you. So, I mean,
That
but
that's
government already spies on you already. So,
hey, it's whoever you want to spy on you pretty much at this
yeah,
point.
who do you want to spy on you?
It's
You
pretty
know who
much that.
doesn't spy on you, though? The Starship. And I think
From
it's time.
Jefferson.
I think the Starship is time to take us out. I'm Chris.
And I'm Micah.
And this has been the Donut Box Podcast.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I feel.